Let's take a moment this morning to note a sign of the changing seasons. When the cottonwoods begin to turn a mustard yellow along the Rio Grande River in central New Mexico, it's time for a massive migration. Doug Fine was on hand for this year's winter migration of sandhill cranes.
At sunset every night in autumn and winter here at the Bosque del Apache National Wildlife Refuge, tens of thousands of four-foot-tall primeval creatures land like fleets of small airplanes. These sandhill cranes enchant the few non-scientists who have come here on this November evening. Bird Gibbons of Albuquerque is rapt.
I don't have words. It's something that is inside me and inside the cranes.
The cranes alight in boggy meadows all along this protected area 150 miles south of Albuquerque. To pass the time, they shout at each other in territorial disputes and bob in nuptial dances as they settle into a nighttime equilibrium. It's all part of the complex vocabulary of the sandhill cranes, intelligible only to those who study them, like naturalist Robert Cradnier.
The sound that we heard just a second ago is called a unison call. It's done only by mated pairs.
The scene is so primeval amidst these pterodactyl lookalikes, it's hard to believe that Interstate 25 is only 8 miles away. But like busy commuters set in their ways, the cranes are dedicated to their flyway, according to refuge senior wildlife biologist John Vredenberg.
Bosque del Apache sort of has it all. We have the water, we have the food resources that they need, and we're right on the natural funnel of the Rio Grande River.
The cranes themselves have 6-foot wingspans, mate for life, and can live as long as 35 years or more. Thus, it's easy to see why they've long been symbols of romance and fertility. The cranes will stay here until February, when they return to summer breeding grounds across the northern Rocky Mountains. As the last light paints a magenta palette across the vast western sky, fleets of late-arriving cranes continue to swoop down into the roost. Earlier arrivals already have their scarlet crowns tucked into chest feathers in an attempt to get some sleep at a very noisy hotel. Upwards of 20,000 cranes can be expected here this winter, the sixth year that naturalist Cradnier has been watching the sandhills of Bosque del Apache. The cranes are his source of optimism.
There's nowhere else in the world where you're going to get this many cranes in one location with mountains in the background and desert and the trees are turning. It's all part of the geography of hope.
For NPR News, I'm Doug Fine.